Wake Surfers Unite! A new federal lawsuit is looking to overturn an Elkhart Lake wake surfing ordinance. It's Thursday, April 30th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Glad you're with us on the final day in the month of April. Coming up on the show today, Manitowoc County is putting the brakes on data center development. And Wisconsin is the latest state to be sued by the federal government over its attempt to shut down prediction market platforms.
That's really the big legal issue at play here, is to what extent can states regulate these markets?
Stay with us.
The largest source of funding for the WPR programs you enjoy comes from tens of thousands of individuals and families who contribute. You can hear your favorite program and discover new ones thanks to member support. Find out more at WPR.org.
A water sports group argues an ordinance passed by a Wisconsin village is an illegal and unconstitutional ban on wake surfing. As Danielle Kading reports, the Elkhart Water Sports Alliance filed a federal lawsuit against the village of Elkhart Lake and its trustees last week.
The Elkhart Water Sports Alliance claims the ordinance violates state law, the Americans with Disabilities Act, and their members' constitutional rights. Wake boats are designed to create large waves people can surf. The group argues the village is banning rather than restricting wake surfing to certain times, days, or areas of the lake. The group's attorney, Anders Hellquist, says the village rejected compromise and science that shows the boats haven't harmed Elkhart Lake. The state has classified the lake's water quality as excellent over the last 5 years. The group is seeking millions in damages and a court order to prevent enforcement of the ordinance. The village board's president, Lynn Chauvin, didn't respond to requests for comment. In November, she said officials were trying to protect the health of the lake. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Manitowoc County Board has unanimously approved an 18-month moratorium on data center permitting. The towns of Two Creeks, Two Rivers, and Mishicot asked the board to approve the moratorium back in February. Local leaders said a data center developer had already approached property owners about a potential project. The moratorium prohibits the county from accepting applications or issuing permits for the construction or siting of a data center for 18 months. Aaron Bilyeu is with Cloverleaf Infrastructure, a developer looking to bring a data center to the region. He says he understands that there's concern about data centers in communities throughout the state.
For people to take some time to understand and make sure that they're putting guardrails and rules and regulations in place to regulate data centers, that is completely understandable.
Cloverleaf previously helped get a controversial data center project in Port Washington off the ground. Just weeks after her own election victory, Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice-elect Chris Taylor is backing a candidate in next year's high court race. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, the race is setting up different liberal camps.
Taylor is backing Milwaukee Appeals Court Judge Pedro Colon. Like Taylor, Colon is a former Democratic lawmaker. He's running against Clark County Judge Lindsay Brunette. Brunette is a former Democratic prosecutor, much like three other sitting liberal justices. Tim Burns is a Madison lawyer who once ran as a liberal for the Supreme Court himself. He says a competitive race demonstrates how powerful these seats are.
These are the most important political jobs in our country right now.
Court watchers say a conservative is likely to run too, but it's still early. The election is 11 months away. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin is the latest state to be sued by the federal government over its attempt to shut down prediction market platforms. Almost all sports betting is already illegal in Wisconsin, with some exceptions for tribal operations. But prediction markets like Kelce allow users to buy and sell contracts based on real-world events. In suits filed against the several companies last week, the state alleges that that's no different than betting. Now, the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission is arguing that the state cannot interfere with what they say is a federally regulated market. Paul Nolet is the director of the Les Aspin Center for Government at Marquette University. He says he believes the U.S. Supreme Court will eventually weigh in on the issue.
And that's really the big legal issue at play here, is to what extent can states regulate these markets?
The U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission filed a similar lawsuit last week against the state of New York. This fall, literacy coaches will join 54 Wisconsin schools where kids' reading scores are the lowest. The state-funded positions are a key part of Act 20. That's the reading reform legislation that was passed in 2023. The money to fund the requirements of the law was held up by multiple lawsuits filed both by legislative Republicans and Governor Tony Evers. But the $9 million needed to fund the literacy coaches was released last year. Yesterday, the Department of Public Instruction announced that coaches will be placed in 50 public and 4 private schools over the next 2 years, starting next school year. Chris Booker is a spokesperson for DPI.
These coaches, they're going to work side by side with educators and provide the tools, the feedback, and the ongoing support that is needed to really meet students where they are.
Schools were chosen based on the results of third grade state reading tests, geographic distribution, and the school's buy-in to the program. Coming up, a story about zombie fish in the depths of Lake Superior. Stay with us.
As a thank you for your donation, we have a special gift this drive. A one-of-a-kind t-shirt celebrating Larry Mueller's many years on WPR.
I would wear this anywhere around town to celebrate the glory of Larry Mueller.
To all the WPR events I would attend.
It's gotta be gardening, right?
Where wouldn't I wear this shirt?
Ask for your Larry t-shirt when you give $20 a month or more at WPR.org.
And finally, if you'll pardon the pun, there's something fishy going on in the depths of Lake Superior. Researchers are seeing a growing number of incredibly thin lake trout, about half their normal body weight. As Dan Crocker reports, scientists call them zombie fish.
Down in the deepest depths of Lake Superior live a subspecies of lake trout known as siskoids. They're kind of like the pigs of lake trout.
They have adapted to have really high body fat content to live in deep water, so they should be very robust.
Sean Sitar is a fisheries research biologist for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources.
But these really skinny individuals are almost like a famine event. That's how emaciated these are.
Sitar surveys fish in the deepest spot in the Great Lakes, just over 1,300 feet down. It's north of Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore in the Upper Peninsula. He says they always see some unhealthy fish, but over the last 3 years, they've caught more and more of them. He says in one net they pulled up last year,
we saw like 50% of our catch in deep water looking like these zombies or emaciated. Something was wrong in deep water areas.
They're the same length as healthy fish of the same age, but they only have about a third of the fat content. They look gaunt, stretched. Sitar has a few theories to explain what's happening. The first?
That this is a natural ecological event, that there may be a starvation event in this deep water.
These deep water areas are extremely delicate ecosystems. There are very few food sources. So if one of those has been depleted for some reason, Sitar says it could cause starvation.
Because they can't get enough daily calories to sustain themselves.
It could also be some sort of disease, or the weight loss could be caused by sea lamprey, an invasive species that target lake trout. Researchers are also investigating whether the trout have been contaminated with a toxin such as mercury. But at this point, scientists don't know what's causing it or if there's even a problem. Greg McClinchy is with the Great Lakes Fishery Commission.
We've identified that there is this phenomena of underweight fish and trying to figure out what the cause of that might be, what the long-term implications of that might be, and then certainly, if something is necessary, what we can do to prevent that from being a problem.
Officials with the Minnesota DNR say they haven't seen any zombie fish yet, but they may conduct some surveys next year to see if the fish are also haunting the north shore of Lake Superior. For the Upper Midwest Newsroom, I'm Dan Crocker in Duluth.
And of course, a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. A freeze warning in effect in northern Wisconsin until 8 this morning. A frost advisory in effect in the south. Another cold day in store today with highs only getting into the 40s and 50s, cloudy and windy, and a chance for some light rain as well. Drizzle early on tonight, then mostly cloudy with lows down into the 20s and 30s. And that's it. That'll do it for this Thursday. Glad you're here and thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Rich Kramer. Don't forget to send us your feedback. You can leave a rating and review wherever you're listening right now. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.